Ooh, girl, this fucking cocktail, bitch.
It's more even now.
Bitch, it's good, but how many fucking shots did you put?
1.5.
Girl, it's giving a double.
That's not mathematical. I moved it back to the...
We love geometric being
that's
referenced.
Like, not right, but... Well, because then this is inappropriately scaled to the wall. Like, it's not parallel.
On camera.
Sister.
That's what matters.
Yes, yeah. Yes. All right, everyone. Welcome back to this week's episode of Bring It to the Runway with myself, Christian Ochoa, and I'm joined, as always, by my lovely co-host,
Robert fucking Mata.
Robert Mata.
Robert. Remember when I did the fucking announcements in high school? I was like, this is Robert Mata.
Wait, you guys.
Are we recording?
Yes, we are recording, bitch. And I blacked out this memory, and Robert is bringing it back to my existence. I forgot we had high school announcements.
I even forgot we had high school, period. Actually.
Well, you and I went to high school together, and remind the girls what you sounded like during the high school announcement.
Hello, Ceres High School. This is Robert Mata with your morning announcements. Today in the bitch-ass group of bitch-ass homegirls, they're doing some bitch-ass event for bitch-ass people to spend more bitch-ass money.
I was jealous of the announcers. I really was.
Oh my god, you wanted that platform at that age?
I think I did. I mean, if you don't remember, you interviewed me to be class vice president. I had never ran for a leadership position in my whole high school trajectory. And my junior year of high school and your senior year of high school, mm-hmm. you were class president, right?
Something like that, yeah.
And you were on the panel of interviewers along with the activities director, who was a huge cunt at our school.
Yeah, legendary cunt.
And last name Cooper. It gives cunt.
Apparently she gave the best head that several generations of Ceres High School students had ever received.
Work. Well, I wish those were the activities she taught us about, because that
the Gluck Gluck 9000 from Cooper herself.
From Cooper herself, the fucking pioneer herself, bitch. Yeah, because I heard she was a cheerleader. You guys, she kind of looked like Mrs. Potato, if you really think about it, especially her figure.
Mrs. Potato was glam. I say she looked like Hillary Clinton with a brunette hair.
Mrs. Potato body. Yeah, actually, you're right, because when she did get dressed up occasionally, because the bitch was always in a sweatsuit, I'm like, girl, what fucking era do you think you're living in? But yeah, I heard she was a cheerleader and shit, and I was like, I can't see it, not with this vessel.
Well, honestly, did you see the cheerleaders at our high school, though?
Okay.
Did you see the football team at our high school? Did you see who they were cheering among? Like, well, come on.
Girl, you're talking about one of our best friends, bitch.
Okay, but we've mentioned her before. We'll say her name
she
one more
gorgeous.
Time. One of our best friends is Allison. I've known Allison for far too long.
Allison Sacagawea Wells.
But she, among many of the other cheerleaders, only did cheerleading for the first year, and then everyone said, fuck it, this is not noise, this is...
Because
this
my
is
freshman
not
year was the
it.
Last year that we had decent cheerleaders, but the football team was so shitty, they never won a game.
The football team fully did not win a game
yeah,
for like 5
awful.
Years.
And of course...
I love that, though. I hate football.
Oh,
I
know.
Love loss.
Yeah,
for them.
Same. They were horrible. And it's like our other teams were so good, but they never got the clout and the attention that they deserved.
You mean the soccer team?
Soccer team, tennis team. We had even our basketball team was pretty decent. From
they
what
were,
I
they were.
Anyways,
who
enough about
who
sports.
Cares?
The only sport that matters is serving looks today, dolls. Where should we start? What looks should
oh
we
my
start
god.
With?
Do we want to start straight up with looks, or should we start generally with the idea of Jennifer Lopez? This would be the second time we've brought up Jennifer Lopez on the pod.
Okay, can I just say, I think my favorite South Park episode is the Jennifer Lopez one, where his hand... Jennifer Lopez!
You're gonna have to paint this. No, I don't remember that. I don't watch
okay,
that shit.
Okay, so Cartman does a fake J-Lo on his hand, and Ben Affleck makes an appearance. J-Lo's real self, well, cartoon self makes an appearance, and he becomes famous. He goes to the mall and does, like, some video montage with his hand as J-Lo, and he, like, gives Ben Affleck a hand job, like... And this is Cartman's whole elementary school self. And they really believe that she's like the J-Lo and she's this imposter. But I just remember the hand constantly being like, taco, taco, burrito, burrito.
Burrito. I don't know that J-Lo's ever had either of those
Girl,
things.
It's not Puerto Rican.
Exactly.
But it was still funny as fuck.
Well.
And it was just hilarious how they made fun of her. And it's just such a good episode. I love that episode of South Park. I think it was like season 10 or some shit.
That sounds like 1994.
No, it was like, no, it was like early 2000s. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that.
I did quite thoroughly. How did you feel about this episode overall?
The episode overall was a fun self-referential, you know, I think as far as acting challenges go on Drag Race, I think this gave us something that was a little bit better than whatever non-WGA writers were able to provide for us on all these other shitty ass past seasons. So, yeah. Hey, I'll take it. I'll take the queens writing scripts where they know what's funny and they know how to perform it over some bunk ass line reading from some bunk ass writer.
Yeah, the challenge actually made sense for once, mm-hmm. and it was cohesive and conducive.
It was a callback to one of the other better challenges, which is also extremely self-referential. The season 5 Untucked lip sync battle thing where they just, yeah, they recreated exactly mm-hmm. what the better scenes had been happening.
From the Untucked, from the previous, yeah.
Maybe I haven't tried a sugar daddy. If I wanted a sugar daddy, I can get one. Blah, blah. Oh my God, I fucked it up.
Okay,
I usually know
you
it.
You guys, Robert is an icon and a legend. I've never met anyone that can recite the Shangela monologue.
Just go online.
And today, we have him. He will attempt to recite this. The doll hasn't recited it out loud in God knows how
years.
Long.
Years. COVID took it from me, I think.
So let's
Not that
hear
I've had
it.
COVID.
Let's see. So I'm Mimi, I'm
first. Let's get it
what
together, bitch, before you want to read. I don't have a sugar daddy. I've never had a sugar daddy. If I wanted a sugar daddy, yes, I could probably go out and get one because I am what? Sickening. You could never have a sugar daddy because you are not that kind of girl. Baby, everything I have had, I work for and I've gotten myself. I have built myself from the ground up, you fucking bitch!
Throw the drink at me, bitch.
I want to drink it, though.
I know.
You know?
And my glam looks hot today.
If I had a lemon, I would have thrown it to you earlier. That was the precursor. That was the shooting of Archduke Franz Ferdinand of the sugar daddy speech was when the lemon was thrown from Shangela to Mimi on first.
Wow. Drag herstory. Drag herstory. The drag herstorian herself, Robertina Mariana.
Hey, it's her.
Anyways, so how'd you feel about the runway overall? Like the J-Lo, Night of a Thousand J-Los. I thought it was good.
I think that
I thought it was a good challenge.
I've given
theme.
Some thoughts on J-Lo previously, and mm-hmm. I stand by those. I will say that even though J-Lo is Latino aesthetic 101, it kind of, to me, was a Night of a Thousand pretty dresses.
Well, I would say I don't believe J-Lo is Latino aesthetic 101 at all. I don't think she's Latino aesthetic. I think she's Puerto Rican. Yeah. Queens aesthetic, you know, elevate.
I wish that was the case, but I think Puerto Rican Queens outdo her by far.
No, Puerto Rican, like Queens, New York, where she grew up.
Oh, Queens, New York. I thought she was from the Bronx, which was the Bronx. Have you seen that video of J-Lo going back to her old yes. childhood home? And she's like, who is that? I'm Jennifer. Jennifer who?
Jennifer Lopez.
I will say for many of these looks, as much as I generally eye whatever's going on in the zeitgeist, it was very Jennifer who. I've never seen a lot of those looks that I had seen. I think a lot of them, J-Lo looks great in all of them, but she still looks kind of like any other celebrity.
Right, but she was also, a lot of these looks that were shared tonight weren't like in our peripherals, you know? We were very young during the 90s. I mean, I was like, some of us were. Bitch, you're a year older than me. I was born 93, you were born 92. You don't remember shit.
It was a rough year, and I remember so much, girl. Oh my God. You didn't go through the 92. We'll talk about it later.
Okay. So yes, let's start off with these looks. First, I'd like to just go over how they presented themselves in the challenge. I thought Kerry Colby gave the Kim Kardashian character that she wanted to give. She mm-hmm. even had a very true to a Kim K, unit mm-hmm. and attire that crystallized Gucci jumpsuit that Crystal Versace actually wore something similar as well.
Of course she did.
I thought Kerry Colby looked fabulous in the challenge, when everybody else looked wild, but that was the point, right?
Well, Kerry Colby being hot, what else is news? I mean, is there anyone else who's going to serve as such consistently stunning, just looks, I guess. No,
effortlessly
I don't
beautiful,
think so.
Too.
I mean, I do wonder if she's ever going to wear hair that's, like, taller than half an inch. I love, love, love the, you know, straight hair down to your ass look. I think it looks stunning on anyone. In fact, I might get it done next week. But will Carrie Colby give us anything that's a little bit taller?
See,
some versatility.
I'm kind of over, like, super sculpted wigs, to be honest.
That's
I'm
fair.
Overstocking a shit ton of wigs. I don't mind serving us realness. I've said
realness.
This time and time again.
The word
what
of realness,
fucking girls,
the concept of realness.
No, okay, the concept of realness as what women do you see walking down the street? Which pedestrian females do you guys see presenting female wearing sculpted fucking hairdos and updos? Nobody fucking does that shit.
When I think of something sculpted, I kind of refer to the what I think is a heinous look, which is the Australian Priscilla of the Desert.
Queen of the Desert.
Wig, sort of. Mm. Like the plastic with the glitter in it. I despise that look. That, okay. To me, is a sculpted look. What would be emblematic of your sculpted idea?
I mean, there's multiple things that are sculpted. It's just literally sculpted hair.
Angeria does sculpt it every time.
Not necessarily, slightly, yes, but
Bosco,
I would say
sculpted.
Styled is different
yeah.
than sculpted. Sculpted is more like truly like they have styrofoam and hair covering it and
oh,
it's like
okay.
sculpt, or there's like a lot of proportion and volume, which I do like volume, and sometimes I am into the whole Valley of the Dolls situation, mm-hmm. but it's a little much for me, and I feel like it just isn't always cohesive with the look. It instantly takes me out of the fantasy, like, woman. Controversial opinion, but...
Probably controversial. It depends on what you're trying to look for in your drag queens. I think we mentioned before, you're trying to look for something...
Well, I just connect with what I connect with.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, I guess it's not that conscious nor deliberate.
Right.
Yeah. I tend to like drag queens who are doing... Really taking the piss out of whatever they're doing. That's fun.
Always. Totes. Always and forever. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and after the break, we will come back to read and analyze these beautiful looks that graced our presence on our screens. All right, Robertina, before we get into the looks, I just wanted to go over something with you.
Oh.
Do you not feel like we went to Euphoria High School? At first, I found Euphoria so, like... I'm like, bitch, relax, fall back, shut the fuck up. But actually, the more I thought about it, I was like, wait, we low-key went to Euphoria High School. Let's talk about it.
Did we go to high school with some ratchet-ass hoes? Absolutely. In all the best ways. But mm-hmm. I think we mostly went to Glee High School.
Girl, fuck no. Okay, I have a story about Glee. So I never liked the show. Never. I thought I wanted to like it. I did want to like it. And it's probably the only Ryan Murphy thing that I just absolutely can't stand at all. Glee was so fucking obnoxious in every way, shape, and form.
It was supposed to be.
Yeah, why the fuck did it belong on television?
It was
anyways,
a parody.
Hated it. And I remember the assistant... fucking principal or whatever that was like newer. He came up to me one time during lunch and he was like, oh my gosh, Christian, have you watched the show Glee before? And I was like, I have an idea of what it is. And he's like, you just remind me of someone that would be on it. Like, you just, I can't believe you don't like the show. And I was just like, I don't know what you mean by that. You know, like, I was on the dance team, I was in theater, I was in, like, music, and I was just like, what do you mean? And he was so nice about it, but I was deeply offended, because I was like, I actually find that show incredibly obnoxious.
He said,
obnoxious.
You're a faggot, and you need to be on the fag TV show to be seen by all the other faggots, so maybe you can have a fag husband, you fag.
Sounds very much like some shit that would go down
at hometown. Euphoria High School / I think Glee High School.
God damn.
No, as if anyone in our high school, now we're fucking back on the topic of high school, but...
What drugs did you do while you were on campus?
Actually, none. I was so good, though. But I was also very closely watched. I was, like, legit. Like, I wasn't allowed to have friends outside of school. Like, I could not go to people's places. I couldn't party. I couldn't do things. Until I went to college, and it was up to me. So that's why, to me, it wasn't Euphoria High School. You can make that face.
Oh, wow.
Well, I don't know what y'all were doing. I mean, I do know what y'all were doing because I kept asking, like, what are you doing? So what are you doing?
Well, okay. But, remember when I threw it up on my stories? Like, what are some of your Euphoria high school memories?
Yes, STIs in the pool. Who doesn't have that, though?
STIs in the pool. Girls, the dance team popping phentermine like it was candy.
Oh, my God. Yes, but that was of the time.
E-40 showing up to a high school party.
He was from the Bay Area. Of course he'd come down.
Local.
Who doesn't?
Local
He
gig.
Was a local girl.
I mean, a lot of our friends have smoked pot with Snoop Dogg.
Yes, yeah, and partied backstage, yeah. But I think I could do the same if I looked adequately stoned. But not with this haircut. Snoop Dogg would not be down with this haircut.
Why?
So I've been told that this haircut is the person of color looking white haircut.
I see it.
Yeah.
I do see it.
I was actually like stripped down when I was told, but I said, fuck, I code switched so hard it hit my hair too.
Okay, so wait. Now that we're on the subject of her, what I've only seen you with this unit. You're like Coco.
You don't remember
Peru.
My faux hawk?
One unit.
You don't remember my faux hawk?
No, I don't remember your
You didn't
faux
see
hawk.
Me mid COVID when I had the fucking Harry Potter and Goblet of Fire mop?
Ew.
It was Thank I thought God I looked like I should have won the fucking Triwizard Cup. I was looking good.
No,
for
bitch.
2006.
Okay, wait, what other hair could you see yourself with?
Not many. I'm kind of so used to this one. But I've had it for probably about 8-9 years now. I'm just used to it.
Maybe
it's easy,
even
it's
longer.
Quick. It takes 12 seconds in the morning.
I don't do my
or
hair.
Or afternoon whenever I shower. Oh, I see that.
And it looks better than yours.
You just got Without it cut effort. 2 days ago.
I just got it cut yesterday.
We saw the stories. You were fucking gigging, dancing, thriving, up and down. You bottomed for your iPhone, letting everyone know
bitch.
How happy you were about your damn haircut. And I'm happy you were happy.
Everybody gets happy after a haircut or not.
I feel clean, but I need like 2 or 3 days of growth before it starts to look like me.
No, okay, you guys, I'm not going to lie. Like, I really, my energy levels are affected by the state of my hair. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't realize how deep in depression I was until I got a haircut. I'm serious.
During the pandemic or, well,
no,
we're still in
like
the pandemic.
This last, like, these last 3 weeks. Because I almost went a full month without a haircut.
I go 3 weeks.
That's good. 3 weeks is usually good.
Yeah, but I get the simple white boy crew cut, so.
Apparently. Yeah.
I mean, there's the taper or something.
All right. Let's get into the looks, gal, shall we?
We shall.
All right.
And we'll see what hair I bring next week. How about that?
The same, bitch. He said, good. I've had the same haircut for the last 8 to 9 years. Bitch, you've been looking like this since elementary school.
Do you know
Lilo.
How quick 8-9 years goes by? I'll bring elementary school pictures and everyone's going to see how fucking cute I was. And
you
two, that my hair would look slightly different.
All right. Well, first look of the night, we have Miss Willow Pillow, honey. She is serving us. I think she referenced like J-Lo 90s Grammys or something.
Yes,
shit.
It was an older idea. It was something that she intentionally did an uglier look for.
Well, I actually thought this was the best she's looked. I think Willow Pill looks really pretty. I love this lavender color. The deeper purple accents are really pretty. It gives me like a gray lavender.
Lavender.
Yeah, maybe it's the lavender shoulder padding that makes the gray look more purple.
Looks indigo to me, girl.
Okay, we can continue to have the same fucking color
wheel. Are we back to
argument?
The color wheel? I'll pull it up, girl.
Pull up the color wheel, ho. I see lavender, bitch. How is that not lavender?
I think the gray lavender saved your ass in a court of law. The judge may say, Robert, back
color.
The fuck off. Well, yeah, you had that Joey J, remember?
What's the Joey J? Oh, my fucking God. You are an actual cunt for calling
I
me
am.
The Joey J.
The girls ate him up, though. They wanted him. They wanted to see what was fish with his uncertainly bottom, you know, capabilities.
He just gave me, like, go-go dancer energy. Nothing more, nothing less.
He seems sweet.
Yeah, no, yeah, I totally...
But he's like, not on the runway. Willow Pill is.
Right. I think this is the best Willow Pill has looked. I don't love the hair, but the hair is true to the look, and it was very literal. I do want to say, generally, overall, I wish some of the girls didn't go so literal. I wish they made it a little bit more than them.
You hate Carrie Colby.
No, I don't hate Carrie Colby at all, at all. And when we get to her, we will talk about how fucking lovely that doll is, because you know that bitch can do no wrong in my eyes.
I have some other thoughts.
Ooh, bitch. bitch. Hot takes, hot takes.
I will say this, though, for Willow Pill. I feel like we've seen her in this wig already, which is not a good thing to feel this early in the season.
And it's not flattering on her
face.
It's
this 60s housewife, like, it's not the exact hair, but my frame of reference is Smart House with Ryan Merriman back when he was still cute, when we were also underage and young and feeling fresh. It's a DCOM, a Ridge, well, I guess that's redundant, but you know Smart House.
Anyways, yes, I do think Willow Pill looks gorgeous. So for me, I'm pumping the look. Pump or dump for you, Robbie?
Honestly, I'm at that stage where I could leave the Grindr hookup, but maybe I'll open the door.
So what the fuck does that mean, bitch?
It means I could go home, but I'll pump it. I'm pumping it because I'm already here. I'm already seeing it. And why not take what I can get?
Let's do it. All right. Next look, we have Cornbread. And I want to say this is from the Heavenly Bodies or something.
Yeah,
Met Gala. Yeah. Which I did see this exhibit at the Met, actually. I was in New York for this. And I personally loved Cornbread in this. I think Cornbread looks absolutely gorgeous. I love shorter, fuller figured females that are not afraid to wear an ambitious silhouette, like a long gown that can easily consume your body. I think she looks really well. I love what she did do to make it her was using that black fabric on the arms and on the side panels to give her the hourglass figure that J.Lo is known for. And that is what's different about this look. And I think she looks really pretty. The only thing I didn't love was the hair. But again, she's committing to the actual look and the hair that J.Lo wore. I wish she did her own hair. And it didn't have to look the same as J.Lo's. But I thought she looked really pretty. Another thing, if you are going to commit fully to the look and try to get it like exactly like the lip, the eye, maybe just I would have loved a higher thigh slit since J.Lo's whole ass pussy is almost out on the prowl. And I would love Cornbread's pussy out on the prowl. But I think this is a total pump. I think Cornbread looks absolutely stunning. What do you think, Robbie?
I think that one legs are the way of celebrity photographs. And we need to appreciate that. And Cornbread is trying to give us that, I think, in a little bit of a way, but she's unfortunately a little too short. So she's not able to give us the length that
But that's why she should have had the slit higher because she is short.
Yes, and I think that you also brought up such a great point about her utilizing the hourglass figure through the use of the black and trying to, you know, define those shapes for us. I otherwise found the garment underwhelming. I think that J.Lo gave us exactly what a drag queen normally would give us, which is all the stoning, the shining, the glitz, the gleam, the glam. And Cornbread's almost feels like a bodysuit that has a pattern on it.
You know what would have made it better for Cornbread? Instead of doing that feathered skirt, if she would have brought the beading down that she has in the center, it would have elongated her figure. She should have left the slit and maybe just done the feathers in the back of the skirt to make it more true to the J.Lo actual reference, if that's what she wanted to do. But she should have definitely left that middle bib kind of lengthened it because it would have elongated her figure.
If she wore this to the bar, I would have thought she was doing a bad rendition of Judas.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could absolutely see that.
But then again, J.Lo wasn't that memorable at the Met Gala all those years ago.
Rihanna I think was she was, personally. I didn't know that you were such an aficionado of the Met Gala.
But and you are?
Yes. I literally said I was there for that.
You were at the Met Gala?
No, I was at the Met, though, and I saw this exhibition in person. Did you?
Not yet.
It's not yet, bitch. It's only up for a year, and
I'll
then
ask,
it changes.
I'll ask nicely.
Anyways, I think it's a pump, though. I think she looks gorgeous. And I do like the garment.
I'm going to dump it. I'm sorry.
No, no worries. No. I mean,
actually, I'm not sorry. I'm dumping it. Dump it.
You loved those heinous harem pants on her last week, and I hated
did.
Them.
I love them. Yeah, can I talk about again how much I love them?
Because your taste is giving Chico's, and mine is giving Met Gala.
Mine is giving Topo Chico's, and yours is giving, I don't fucking know. I don't have a pun right now for Met Gala.
Well, top me, Chico. Next, we're moving on to Lady Camden. Okay. This was one of my favorite looks of the night because it is a little unexpected. I forgot where her exact reference was, but this gorgeous coral on her looked stunning. The ponytail looked beautiful. The crop top, I mean, this bitch has the body for it. And I did like that she took a risk. It is not that easy to pull off pants on the runway. She's wearing these gorgeous palazzo trousers with this beautiful ball-length skirt. I think she's giving us volume, movement. The fabric is so incredible under the lights. I think everything's reflecting beautifully, and this is the best she ever looked. And I love that she gave us red carpet gala looks while still remaining true to her, like, sportier aesthetic. What do you think?
Surprisingly, perhaps, agree with most of what you have to say. I think that palazzo,
because I'm right.
Well, right is a figure and speech of the mind. That doesn't make any sense.
As a Libra who looks at all sides of the argument, I'm very fair and just.
No, I think you think you're a Dore Delano with your constant, I'm a Libra, I'm a fucking Libra, I'm a Libra.
Actually, I think I'm Roxy Andrews because her and I have the same birthday and we're the first day of Libra, so we have that Virgo cusp up in it.
I think actually, apart from Rebecca Glasscock, Roxy Andrews has my favorite entrance look ever from All Stars 2. So fucking flawless. Obviously, that's not what we're reviewing today, but I think that it deserves more praise.
I mean, Roxy.
More praise. Please. But back to Lady Camden, who I'm surprised you finally seem to take in a shine to, because you've had harsh words for Miss Camden in the past.
No.
Lady,
false,
her by her title. Falsaroni?
Bitch, I only didn't like what she served. Last week was garbage.
And the week before that,
I loved
that.
It. I said I loved the flamingo Pokemon peacock bullshit. I love Lady Camden. She's one of my favorites. I just hated her dance costume for her talent.
Well, I mean, it's easy to hate any dance costume.
Because I love
her. They have to move. But this looks great. This looks flawless. There isn't really much that I can draw wrong with it. Except
incredible.
I do think that her forehead is giving Rihanna a touch.
What's wrong? Bitch, anything that gives Rihanna is exceptional. I don't know why you're hating on the girl.
I was saying more like bring it on all or nothing, Rihanna.
Okay.
Are you where I'm at?
I'm meeting you there, sis.
Hustle.
All right. Moving on, we have Bosco in this gold. Is it sequin? Is it lamé? In this gold cowl draped neckline gown. What do you think? She definitely looks like, is it an Oscar that looks? No, it's a Grammy.
It's a Golden Globe.
The Golden Globe. No, it's an Oscar. The gold statue is an Oscar, right?
It's a Golden Globe. It says behind her.
Bitch, I'm talking about the actual trophy. The trophy that you get. The Grammys is like a fucking record player.
Five.
The Golden Globe is a globe. The Oscar is like the fucking gold statue.
Well, it's the Oscar or the Emmy. The Emmy's also gold, but the Oscar, yeah.
Okay, but who she's serving Oscar? A Golden Globe reference. Okay, so yes. Bosco, you know, simple, very clean. I like it, actually. I think for her skin tone, it actually looks decent on her. A little bit of self-tanner would have helped, for sure.
We stand.
And I'm a very pasty bitch, so I understand. I think her makeup is gorgeous, and I like that she's not using the exact hair that J-Lo did. You know what I'm saying? Because this is drag.
I would have thought so if her hair looked better, but I think this is Bosco's worst wig to date, and that includes my general sort of avarice towards her horns. I almost missed the horns at this point.
I know, actually. Me too. I actually, yeah.
Also, avarice is not the right word. That means greed. But you know what I mean. Aversion.
Work. Well,
this
you
is
guys,
a fucking SAT hot word lesson for everyone.
Thank you so much.
I'll send you a bill.
Invoice me. I think she looks really pretty. I think this is not the easiest dress to walk in, and I do appreciate the heels. Generally, I would say that this runway was one of the first runways in Drag Race history where I actually loved most of the shoes that all of them wore. I feel like a lot of the times they forget about the feet, and it just is such a, it just ruins the whole thing for me. It takes me out of the fantasy right away. But I think for the most part, the dolls wore really good shoes.
As long as none of them had feathers on it like last week, I'm on board.
Hateful bitch.
Straps and feathers. It's not the party.
So you didn't like Bosco's look. I think it's a pump.
I think it's a pump, but for me, it's a very light pump. Like, maybe a two-pump chomp.
Oh. Work. All right. Well, moving on to the next queen. Here we have, Carrie Colby. She is, I mean, if you're going to commit to the J-Lo fantasy, if you're going to be a power bottom, at least be like Carrie Colby, okay? Because she looks so fucking good. Her walk, her legs, her skin, her glow, her tits, her unit, her, I mean, everything. I thought she looked incredible. I mean, I think it's my second favorite look of the night, and I'll explain my first one later.
We'll get there.
But Carrie definitely gave me, she just fed me so hard. I lived.
So you know, obviously, about the lore of this look, that it created Google Images because so many people were asking for, oh my God, what the fuck was Jennifer Lopez wearing this day?
Blah, 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 this is the redo, actually.
Yes, it's a revival because everyone loves a good nostalgic meme revisit. And this was one of the original memes, even though it's not particularly funny. This is the exact green that I love. Like, this is the exact shade of my favorite color, so it's really hard for me to not like it.
I love this
just
print.
In a stupid, silly way in that way. I mean, is there any other thing to do other than pump here?
What I will say is that she was very ambitious because this is probably the look that J-Lo is most known for. I don't know why Ross was like, this is the most infamous J-Lo look. I don't understand why she said that. I don't know if it's because it was controversial at the time when J-Lo wore this on
it
the
was.
Actual carpet.
That's why more people needed to see it.
Right. And so but at the end of the day, what I love about her choosing to do the redemption or like the redo, which is only a few years old, is that J-Lo's 50-year-old ass pumped the runway looking better than she did when she originally wore the fucking dress decades ago.
Team.
So I will say that it's one of the most respectful looks to J-Lo, and it's a great homage, and I think she really paid beautiful respects to her. And, you know, clearly, I'm sure Carrie references J-Lo for her general aesthetic. I think she's one of, like, a style icon that she can relate to in terms of hair, body, face. I think Carrie Colby just doesn't disappoint, and I'm such a fan of hers. And she looks incredible.
My God, have you finished coming all over my fucking table? Jesus Christ. I have one name on my lips. Can you guess who it is?
No.
Carmen Carrera. What does she have to say about Carrie Colby wearing her supposed homegirl's dress? I would like to know.
You know, I don't like... Carmen Carrera's stunning, gorgeous, you know, blueprint, but I don't personally live for her drag.
Not even in 2009?
Back then.
2010, 2009, someone will correct me. This is the old times. Regardless, Carrie is clearly, obviously...
Actually, I think it was 2011, yeah, season 3.
I could buy that. It's been a long 11 time
years.
Since I've aligned it.
It's been 11 years, actually.
Math.
2011.
Since that too.
2011.
Well, regardless, Carrie Colby is a pump, and that doesn't take any math to know.
And that's on per. Next, we have Georges.
Georgie.
She is wearing a nude cat suit with silver reflection. They're stickers, if we're gonna call them what they are, and they're just glued or placed strategically to try to mirror J-Lo's cat suit. Now, let me just preface this by saying Georges is one of my favorite queens of the cast, but she was a major disappointment, especially because she's constantly referencing J-Lo. She wore such a basic look. She had the worst look of the night. I'm saying what I'm saying. I think her hair, flawless, mug, of course, body, right, shoes, my favorite part of the look. But Georges really disappointed me because if you're going to do this very simple silhouette, I need you to do it like J-Lo did it, because your thing looks cheap. It doesn't look good. I don't like the nude illusion color that they chose to go with for this. It doesn't match her body. It doesn't look right. She should have gone a little warmer with it. And the tones are too cool on her. And she's a Latina. Girl, you are more on the olive, warmer, deeper side of the complexion. You're definitely light skin, but you're more olive. And this is something that would maybe flatter my pasty Latino self, but not hers. And so it just, again, it doesn't look expensive. This definitely looks like something that you can purchase. It's a little pedestrian, and she really disappointed me on this. And yeah, I expect more from her because I'm such a fan of George's. And that's what I have to say. It's a dump for me, and it's all, actually, I'm rating it the worst look of the night.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Although this cocktail is very strong, it's delicious.
You know, I always love when people praise people for making good cocktails. Like, it's not just bitches putting liquids in a cup. Like, it's not that hard.
Come on, mixology.
It's just luck. Like,
that's true.
Regardless, I agree. Sadly, I really wanted to disagree. I like, the contrarian in me was fucking anxious. Like, I practically douched my throat to be prepared to just absolutely argue. But the fact of the matter is that I'm sorry, Georgie, this look is shit. What is going on here? It's like, it's giving me the Barcelona, remember when the Cheetah Girls were doing their song and they're like
Adrian Bailon.
Was she in the Cheetah Girls then?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably. Yeah, I think all the OG girls were there. But you know when they were in Barcelona and they were like singing and having
with
a good
Belinda?
Time? Yeah. Well, I don't know if she was there. You got to stretch it like you mean it. Free your mind.
Girl, I just...
The point is, I cannot remember the fucking name of the artist. Is it Gaudi? Is it Garte? Is it... It's something with the G. But that tile work is something that is in some way being referenced here. I love when J-Lo refers to our colonizers, but the fact of the matter is that Georges didn't bother doing really any sort of like quality assurance on this look. The color is not correct. If she's the one in charge of the color on her face and her shoulders, and she should have known to not put on the bronzer to that level.
It's also
if she wanted it to match.
Basic. J-Lo's catsuit went all the way down. J-Lo's catsuit was more sheer, flush tone. You know, it's just...
It's busted.
I just don't like it, and I really want to move on because I'm tired of talking about
this.
Well,
you talked for 13 minutes, and I got half a second to respond. I couldn't even remember the fucking Spanish artist. Can our producer tell us?
The actress was Belinda playing that artist.
I know who that is. Yes, but what was when she threw her hat and she stomped on it?
I don't know, girl. Ole.
Why wait? Tomorrow can be so... My sister watched that movie a lot, and maybe I watched it with her too.
My sister and I were watching Bad Girls Club, so...
Oh my god, well, you were allowed to watch MTV.
Bad Girls Club was on Oxygen. Moving on. Jasmine Kennedy. She is wearing this Christian Dior silhouette skirt. Sequin, stoned, for filth, ombre. It starts with magenta on top, and it goes down into a very pale salmon color. Top knot, looking like fish. I think this is the best Jasmine Kennedy has ever looked. This color is gorgeous. Her makeup finally looks like we can actually adore her features more. And I like the hair on her a lot. I think this is the best she's looked. It's a total pump for me. I want to say this is actually a McQueen gown. But I think she looks great. Not in that frame, but...
No, I think her eyeliner looks terrible. I think her contouring was fucked. I think that the look, the vanilla strawberry idea in color story is perfectly fine. It looked bad on J-Lo. It looks bad on Jasmine.
You think that looks bad on J-Lo? How does that look bad on J-Lo?
Her hair. Her fucking...
What other fucking hair do you wear with
something that's not a
covering?
Something that's not a librarian bun.
No,
what's
not.
Why are there
absolutely
missing pencils?
Not.
Jinx Monsoon would be jealous of that haircut. What is going on here? I don't. You can get angry. You can get flustered. You can ruffle your feathers. The fact of the matter is that it's nothing stellar. I'm so tired of this idea of, oh, it's a Christian Dior silhouette being the gold standard of what's beautiful and fashionable and worth praising. We've seen it several times on and off the Drag Race stage. Can you explain to me why the Christian Dior silhouette is so immediately deserving of a pump?
So this is the episode where I will realize and where I'm realizing, and I will acknowledge that Robert doesn't understand proportions and he doesn't understand the female figure, which I'm not surprised as a faggot. I'm not surprised that you don't understand the female body, but I'm a faggot that worked in fitting rooms for 10 years. And I'm a faggot that styled a lot of women.
At Ross.
And What, bitch, when the fuck? Bitch, we're not gonna do this. What we're not gonna do, bitch, put some respect on my name because you worked at Abercrombie & Fitch.
I did.
I worked at Maxfield.
I worked at Los Angeles' most
expensive store. So what you're not gonna do, bitch, I styled Victoria's Secret Angels. I styled Fifth Harmony. Who the fuck have you dressed?
Myself.
And what did she come in today? She was not walking in top knot looking like fish, bitch. She was not.
Are we back to fish?
Always. I love ceviche. I've been craving it for some days.
Oh, let's get some after this.
Yes.
I love when you get caught in a tizzy, bitch.
Bitch, I'm pressed because it's not a joke to me.
When it comes down to it, yes, I absolutely respect all that you have done. And I don't even mean that in a stupid bitch condescending way. But... I am obviously coming from the perspective where I don't give absolute deference and respect towards labels simply because they're labels, and I would like to know more.
It's not a label. So this silhouette is just a very classic, timeless silhouette that is flattering to a woman.
It does look fabulous, but does it look so stunningly fabulous that it deserves to be immediately pumped just because it's serving something that looks flattering on most people?
I think it deserves a pump because the proportions look lovely. It's still serving you a voluminous silhouette, so it does take up stage presence. The color takes up stage presence. It's a beautiful color story. It's a bold look. And it's bedazzled, beaded. It's a high mock neck, long sleeve gown, and it cuts at just below the knee. I want to say mid shin. Mm. And that's the reason why she's wearing a top knot, is because it's going to elongate and pull her face up. And that's why it's going to give you a lifted appearance, because it's so much dress. I mean, think of how heavy this is. This is beaded for filth.
Taken all of it. I see it. I am still going to pump it, which I was always going to. It's just not as enthusiastic of a pump, I think, as you were practically fucking about to hop this dress on yourself and go out to some warehouse party and bottom in it.
Listen, girl, it's not my favorite. It's definitely not my favorite look of the night, but I think this is the best Jasmine's looked for me.
I think that's...
not saying much.
I think that's...
Okay, moving on.
Oh. Madisha.
Actually, I take it back. Georges was not the worst look of the night.
No.
She was the second worst look of the night.
I'm going to cut you off and say that even with... we're looking at Maddie Morphosis now in her inauguration look. I think that...
in Maddie Morphosis' inauguration look.
Yeah, you didn't see when she became the first straight president of the United States?
Inauguration into the Fag Hall of Fame as the first fucking straight ally.
Gorge Washington.
Gorge Washington!
To use all them busted-ass puns those judges kept using. Like, let's move on.
Girl, her... okay... God damn, that bitch's makeup is awful. You can just tell she's not You know, I feel like she wouldn't look as heinous if she took, you know, if they had more time to do their makeup, but this bitch definitely doesn't know how to do her makeup.
This
quickly.
Isn't Kimora Hall. This isn't Valentina. This is awful, Maddie. Maddie's just not trying
she's
as hard.
So bad.
And it's not because maybe she's deliberately not trying, but she doesn't know. I don't think she knows.
Yeah, she just doesn't know better. Yeah. It's horrible.
The makeup is absolutely a problem. She definitely looks like a girl named Maddie that I know, which I
pedestrian,
love. I love when that happens.
Pedestrian.
But I think it's a really clever idea to do the inauguration look, because I don't think many people would have known to do it, in my opinion.
Okay, I think it's a very anti-clever, non-clever look.
Anti-clever?
What a non sequitur, but yes, anti clever.
Oh,
anyways, no, I'm quoting you on the first episode of this, because I don't know why that's my favorite line of yours. What a non sequitur, but yes, I do have a Cameron Diaz. Anyways, I think Maddie Morphosis wasn't clever for choosing this reference, because it's not doing her justice. And on a drag stage, it's not smart to do such a pedestrian look. And that's just what I'm going to say. Out of all the J-Lo looks, she could have gone with the glitz, the glam, the performance value, all of that. This was not a clever choice whatsoever. This color doesn't look good on her pasty ass self. I'm seeing monochromatic white and I'm getting triggered. I don't like the snow and I don't like colonizers. And that's all I'm seeing. And not Snow White, not even in a pretty way. That's all I have to say. She just looks like shit.
It is giving a little bit of Los Feliz, like the Mission district, not the Mission district, sorry, the Marina in worse, San Francisco.
Girl, worse than Los Feliz. She's giving Los Feliz. I live in Los Feliz.
I love Los Feliz.
I go to the Costco in
you
Los
wanna
Feliz.
You
want to
get some tacos in Los Feliz?
Anyways.
Okay, but all that said, I'm actually going to pump the look because I did enjoy it. Not only as a concept, but in execution, I think she did fairly well. Is the makeup horrible? Absolutely. The makeup, I think I could probably do better in my own little bathroom, and that's not saying much at all.
She looks like a snowman and the Michelin man fucked and had a deformed mutant child.
I thought she kind of looked like Jessica Chastain would look like if she played the ice bitch from X-Men. What's the, not the ice bitch. What's the diamond girl? January Jones played her. I hate that I can't remember her name. I'm like losing nerd points by the minute.
Thank God. Moving on.
Emma. Her name's Emma. Something.
So not memorable.
Emma. She has a last name too.
Okay, next we have Deja Sky in a gold metallic bodysuit with nude-opaque sheer tights, and this royal blue silk cape. I think her makeup looks great. I think the hair, I actually loved it. When she turns around, bitch, that shit was long. And it was moving. Those curls were bouncing. I thought it was gorgeous. I actually think this is the best she's looked other than her first walk. I think this is one of her best looks. I don't mind it, actually.
I thought she looked great. I think that it's hard to make a bodysuit look great on the Drag Race stage.
Yeah.
But the cape. One, knowing the reference and the interpretation that she gave us with the cape, I think did a great job. I think the color palette with her gold and her skin tone looked mm-hmm. great. I think her makeup looked, I say this a lot with Deja, but it looked soft in a way that was really compelling. The hair could have been just maybe half an inch taller and I would have bought it a little more.
Yeah.
But I still love it. I do think I have another question regarding fashion. So this Versace pattern that J-Lo had on her original that Deja said, I'm not even going to bother trying to replicate it, which yeah. I respect.
Yeah, same.
Why is it such an iconic, beautiful pattern? Is it just because it looks rich?
No.
Is it because it's ornate? What is it?
So like Versace referenced a lot of Greek mythology mm-hmm. and stuff, and it's just part mm-hmm. of the Italian culture and heritage. Okay. So it's honestly, I think it's incredibly tacky. I don't like the Versace print. It's really tacky. I think there are ways to make it look really cool, though, and to incorporate yes. it in a fresh, fun way. But this is an example of a queen that actually understood the assignment. She made it her own, and that's what I like. I like to see a queen's interpretation of making something and elevating it for their personal style.
Yeah.
I think she looked, I thought she did a great job.
Yeah, she looks great.
Pump for
she,
me.
Definite pump. She looks great.
Come on, Fresno. I will always root for a bulldog, baby.
So nasty.
Next, we have Diabetica in J-Lo's Super Bowl look. And I'm not going to lie, the whole time that I was watching the show, I was like, when the fuck am I going to get J-Lo at the Super Bowl? Because the only team that won that fucking bowl, whatever you want to call it, or smoke it, was J-Lo.
Smoke it. Smoke Honey, the Super Bowl.
The Latinos ate that Super night. Bowl. Girl.
When are we going to have the Super Bowl edition of the pod where we just get stoned as shit beforehand?
Oh, my. Girl, sound off below. Leave us a review. Send us a DM at Hella Christian or at
Rob54. R-A-W-B.
R-A-W-B 54
yeah.
on Instagram.
It's also Robbie. It's a double.
Wait, what?
It's Robbie.
Can you spell that?
R-A-W-B.
Raw B. Uh-huh. Okay. Anyways, so, girl, no, it's Rob. It's Rob. Anyways, 54 is such a random number. Why? Why is that in your handle?
Oh my God, I can't tell you why.
Yeah, I don't think I even want to know.
No, you don't want
Anyways,
to.
So I'm glad that Diabetica served us the Super Bowl look. I was going to be pissed if that fucking pink skirt didn't come off, and it did come off, and she did reveal a beautiful Versace knockoff. I think she looks incredible. I love the shoes. I think she looks fucking fabulous. This is the prettiest she's looked. I love her makeup here. She doesn't give Crystal Method for once in the mug. And I think she looks really pretty and her body looks great.
I think she looks great. I think it's basically no risk, no interpretation, no
true
added step.
But for Diabetti, though, that is like, it is showing us range for her.
That is absolutely true, because Diabetti would be the one out of most of the people in this cast I would expect to add a glam twist to a look.
She's not like a glam girl. She's a clown girl.
She looks good. She looks good being a clown. She looks good doing this, you know, straight, less interpretation look.
And she's cute out of drag. I think she's a cute boy.
We're back to that.
I think so.
I think she's perfectly fine out of drag.
And you know what? Alyssa Hunter is starting to win me over out of drag.
Well, she's went home.
She's sexy.
So
let's wait for that. Let's wait to discuss that.
Okay. Well.
Well, for me, it's a pump. What do you think?
It's a pump. I'm just not super enthused.
True.
But that happens.
It didn't blow me out of the water.
That happens. Mm-hmm. I think that actually out of all the runways, this felt probably the safest. Apart from maybe Lady Camden.
But it was very well done.
Yeah, yeah, but like, I mean, being safe means you did a great job. See,
I thought Lady Camden's look for me was one of my top three. I think her and Carrie so far are my top two from what we've seen.
But Carrie just took it off the hanger.
But do you know how hard it is to take a garment like that off of the hanger and make it look like she did? That garment does not have hanger appeal.
Well, let's ask if we could borrow it and we'll do a look and we'll see how it goes.
Well, girls, we're going to recreate this challenge, and Robert and I are going to see.
I already have my J-Lo look, though. I'm going to do her in Anaconda, and I'm going to look fucking good, bitch.
Oh, my God. All right, moving on to the next queen. We have Angeria Paris Van Michaels. She is wearing a crystal beaded wig, sequin gown, thigh-high slit, silver. Silver goddess. I thought she looked really pretty. Again, she didn't really interpret the look and make it her own, but I thought she looked really incredible. I loved it on her. I think she looks stunning. I think she knows herself and her look, her style, and she served. What do you think?
To me, flapper era, like the 20s idea of
I love
what's
Kurt
happening.
Gatsby.
Oh my goodness.
In fashion, I love those references. I do.
Well, okay, you have fucking Baz Luhrmann, the millennial Baz Luhrmann. We love. We stan. We'll take it. I was surprised, and this is no fault of Angeria whatsoever, but I'm pretty sure Coco Montrese did this exact reference when she came back to be the lip sync assassin in the first episode of All Stars 6. I don't think Angeria obviously knew any of that, so I think that basically we've had two of these looks rapid fire. I do think Angeria's was great. I think that she obviously looks fucking stunning. She did the slit in the right space. Once again, single-legged celebrity living their life.
Single-leg celebrity.
I'm
a single-leg mom.
I don't know how many legs I have left, but it's a pump, clearly. I just don't know how much I love it.
True, true. I see that. All right, moving on to the next queen, we have Alyssa Hunter in this Zoot Suit referenced J-Lo mobster gangster number. She comes out with the money gun shooting bills. This was my favorite look of the night. I do believe she did make it her own because she gave us a lot of layers. She removed the blazer and it was a gorgeous bedazzled and encrusted silver beaded corset, which J-Lo is not wearing in the reference image. I thought her makeup looked incredible. I thought the suit looked really sharp on her. I hate the stupid fedora. I hardly even know her. Fucking bitch, they have to give us that every fucking time.
Who
the judges
are
just... I'm, like, so over the judges. I don't even really like talking about them anymore on the show. Like, at first we were reviewing their looks, and now I'm like, they're not even worth talking about.
Well, there's
about.
The Ross wore the same ratty-ass, horrible, like, look at my gay athlete, like, jacket that he wore the last couple of weeks. It's just, there's that, apart from that, actually, Rue did look really good in her fringe
look. Oh, Rue looks incredible. Oh, yeah, Rue, I will say, Rue... Mama.
Yeah,
I mean,
she looked good.
Mom.
Yeah.
Mom, let me suck on that fucking titty. God damn. She looks fucking incredible. But yeah, Alyssa Hunter, I loved it, and it is my favorite look of the night. Her, then it's Carrie, then it's Lady Camden.
An interesting collection of skinny bitches. I will say that
Which non-skinny bitch ate like they did?
Me.
Work. Anyways, what do you have to say about this little young mobster?
That I tend to wear very tight clothing, but it seemed, and so this is my perspective coming in. J-Lo deliberately wore a very ill-fitting zoot suit that's the silhouette. The idea, the concept of that look is for it to be as wide and ill-fitting as possible.
No, the fit.
That is what a zoot suit is.
Where they customize it though, where it's not a zoot suit, as someone who has.
Of course you can cut it in and bring it in subtly, but that's very different from what Alyssa did, where she drew this shit in to be a very, very...
She looks better than J-Lo, right?
She does look better than J-Lo, but that wasn't what J-Lo was going for, and that's what my point is. Alyssa missed it a bit.
So we're penalizing Alyssa Hunter for making it better and elevating it and making it hers?
Well, I'm thinking of, like, the Zoot Suit Riots. I'm thinking of the history beyond all of the negative...
Bitch, this is J-Lo, not a fucking Zoot Suit Riot.
But she is giving us a reference to that bit of Latinx, Latina, whoever you want to say it, history. I thought J-Lo was. And so for Alyssa to sort of erase that by going for a form-fitting suit was, for my fucking stupid-ass millennial bitch-ass self, I felt like it kind of took away from the look.
As someone who has worn a zoot suit because I had to be in a fucking quinceañera that I did not want
to
be in.
You just went to fucking Big and Tall and put on whatever it was going
to
sell.
No, girl, we went somewhere to Crow's Landing in Modesto.
Okay.
It was a rental and it was, girl, why are we 13-year-olds wearing fucking zoot suits? Like, we looked so awful.
It's a political statement.
It was, no, not on my white self. I was the only white person in the thing.
Well, yes.
It was awkward. I felt like at 13 years old, I knew I was like doing something I shouldn't have been doing.
But that's the age where you start learning that you're doing shit that you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, but I wasn't even educated on appropriation. It just felt wrong.
Well, it feels wrong in some ways, but that doesn't mean that you, even though you are white, like in terms of skin tone, that doesn't mean that you don't have any shared history with other
true,
Latinos.
True, true, true.
Mexicans and Chicanos in general, that's which true. Is specifically who the Zoot Suit Riot was centered on.
But what I'm not going to do is pretend like Zoot Suits ever looked good.
That's not the point. Is not for them to look good. It's a statement in ways that aren't merely aesthetic.
I think you can look good while being anti something.
Oh, definitely true.
Hence cholo culture. And I think, I mean, girl, you know my type. Unfortunately.
So Alyssa Hunter still gets a pump.
Yeah. To me, it's best look of the night.
I would not give it best look of the night. I'd say that it's still fine. She looks great. She obviously looks fucking stunning. Drop dead. But.
So stunning.
I just missed some of the context that the original look was constructed off of.
And I don't.
And that's fair.
All right. Robert, next queen, Orion's story in this veiny cock burgundy blood flow like ox blood floor length gown. I think J-Lo looks absolutely incredible. It looks like Ellie Tahari. It looks like Charbel Zoe, actually Couture. It might be Charbel Zoe actually. And I think J-Lo looks bombies. Orion, I don't think she looks awful. I think she looks fine. I think her makeup and her hair are awful.
Well, it's another nude print that doesn't really match their skin tone. I think that her hair does look flat and her makeup looks very Carly Rae Jepsen. But I would like to see...
Bitch, I love Carly Rae Jepsen.
I didn't say that I hated her, just her makeup is very standard and pedestrian.
My sister looks like Carly Rae Jepsen.
No,
does she, not?
She does not. That's so rude. So?
When Kimberly had the blunt bang...
Kimberly had your brother's the lying, bangs. And he's full of shit. Do
Carly
not feel
Rae
bad about
hella
yourself.
Pretty. Carly Rae is hella pretty.
Well, she's certainly pretty. I don't know about hella pretty.
Do you think Kimberly's prettier than Carly Rae Jepsen?
Absolutely. Oh. The fuck? That's why I'm apologizing to Kimberly on the air.
Bitch, you love Kimberly because... she was your like little protege. She was like Robert Mata Jr.
If we needed of series high school, everyone needed them. But I'm so tired of high school references, bitch. Bitch.
Okay, let's move on. Let's move on.
And I'm moving on to Orion though, because this is the last look of the night, and it's a HRC award look, which I always love. When I think Bob did a human rights campaign look for on the Night of a Thousand Madonnas. And Bob looked great when they did that. It always makes us as gays, the Human Rights Commission, the idea being that it's celebrities who were known as gay icons and gay allies being celebrated for extending a hand of gracious charity to them nasty ass faggots and everyone else who are identified in the rainbow spectrum.
Although Bob the drag queen is one of my favorite drag queens.
You hated that look.
I don't think he ever looked great on the runway. Well, ever.
Madonna was doing a Boy Scout look.
Right.
It was Bob's. Yes, the padding is probably what gets the most attention from that look, but I thought in general it was a smart reference to do, which is what I say.
Bring it back around. It was a costume out of a bag.
Damn, out of a
bag. He should have dragged it up.
Out of a bag. It was a little dragged.
I mean,
Madonna never had those hips.
I think if Bob were to, let's be real, Bob, after the coins came in, the aesthetic went up. Let's be real. Like, that bitch looks bomb.
I'll take Bob in a fucking single slip dress with absolutely
true.
No color.
Honestly, I'll take Bob anyway.
I don't care.
I love Bob.
What is up? But
I would never say that he ever looked, oh my gosh, like, especially next to Naomi Smalls and Kim Chi. Like, on that season, I'm sorry, but when you want to talk aesthetics, they only made him look like even like he tried less.
Well, I was talking Tatiana choices, and I thought that this was a good choice. Unfortunately, it doesn't gain Orion many points because the nude illusion
is very safe. It's very safe for me. I don't think it's bad at all. I think it's just safe. It's fine.
Who does she look like? She looks kind of like Isla Fisher mixed with Jessica Chastain across Famke Jessen, who played Jean Grey in the first X-Men movies.
Sure.
It's just really every ginger celebrity who you can kind of put with that scarlet hair. That's what she's giving me. It looks like almost Scarlet Envy in her first time in drag.
All right. Moving on. So what were your favorite looks of the night? Top and worst look for you.
My top and worst look.
While you think on that, I do want to say I definitely don't agree with the bottom two. That's bullshit. Carrie and Alyssa had such strong runways. They had the best looks of the night. They absolutely should have not been in the bottom. I'm very disappointed that Alyssa went home. I definitely think she wasn't that bad. I think there were girls that were not memorable whatsoever. Whatsoever. And as a drag queen, I don't think it's their jobs to be wallpaper in a fucking challenge. And there were a few wallpaper bitches that I would say deserve to be in the bottom before Carrie and Alyssa. And I'm very disappointed. Although Georges is one of my favorites, I think it should have been Georges, Maddie in the bottom. And Maddie, it's your fucking time to go home. If your fucking cunt ass stays one more fucking episode, I'm gonna lose my shit. And if the producers give you the gold chocolate bar, I'm really gonna lose my shit. I might stop watching the fucking whole show.
How are we gonna recap?
I'm joking,
bitch.
Bitch, you know my gay ass is never gonna stop.
Okay.
Anyways,
so,
tops and worst looks for you.
My least favorite look is definitely Georges. I can't forgive how much of her look was a nude bodysuit that she just bungled. It just wasn't giving.
Yeah. If Maddie Morphosis wasn't as heinous as she always has proven that she is, and she's never served us anything better than heinous and just gutter, then it would have been Georges. But no, Maddie's horrible.
I think
she was the worst for me.
I think. Bansoas. I thought Maddie was in my top three. Because I thought that she had the most detail. I thought that she had the most commitment. I thought that she had an interesting choice of a look.
She had more detail than Carrie Colby wearing an actual dress that J-Lo wore.
Carrie Colby picked it up from the fucking Versace.
It was on J-Lo's body. You want to talk about detail and commitment.
And what you're saying it like she pried it off of her while J-Lo slept. The fact of the matter is that she got it in a package. She put it on and said, that's it. She didn't have to, even Orion did more. Probably adding these little stone veiny ass nonsense.
Doesn't matter. Access requires a lot of effort to gain.
It requires some friends.
Do you know how hard it is to make friends?
Not that difficult.
What's her connection to the Versace house?
The Gettys.
What's that?
Gigi Gorgeous Mick pipeline of like everyone who is connected to the LA like glitterati in terms of getting good looks.
And is that
provided.
Easy? Is that easy to acquire the access?
Easy
to
is
that?
Easy
no.
is a different word from is it worth actually being praised?
It requires effort to make connections. It's like when Aquaria was wearing the blondes and all this amazing garb. People were like, "Well, she's wearing designer; it doesn't really count." I'm like, "That's not easy, bitch." to get garments that cost thousands of dollars?
This is definitely where we differ, for sure. Because I don't really put much stock in that. I don't put much stock in social engineering connections so that you can look better, so that you can remind everyone that you're prettier and make better decisions.
I think it's just to feel good in your own skin and to express yourself.
It's a strange thing.
Fashion and style are about expressing yourself and sharing your perspective.
So you
and
wear
how you
someone
feel.
Else's clothes?
Sometimes.
I think that obviously Carrie looked fucking amazing, and the challenge was to replicate.
So you think Matty Morphosis looked better than Carrie Colby on tonight's episode?
Well, did she look better? Of course not. Especially
Thank
with
you.
That makeup. But I think
Thank
that
you.
In terms of the runway challenge and having fun with the idea of Night of a Thousand JLos, I was actually going to put up also in my top three Deja Sky, because that kind of sticks with my, I'm going to fucking say, philosophy in connection to Drag Race. The idea that they're giving us drag. It's very different from giving
J-Lo,
us Project
J-Lo,
Runway.
J-Lo, sweetie, I am so sorry. I am so sorry that Robert is out here putting Matty Morphosis and Deja Sky up in the top of the night. J-Lo, I am so sorry when you have bitches like Alyssa Hunter and Carrie Colby.
They look
and
great.
And Lady Camden, who are shitting
All of
and
them
pissing
looked
on
great.
Stage. And then Robert wants to say Deja Sky and Matty Morphosis because they had more fun with the challenge by looking more like their fucking makeup was shit smeared. I guess that's fucking the, fun.
Maddie's makeup like was heinous. Maddie's makeup was heinous for sure.
Girl.
There's no, like, I'm not denying the obvious facts, but I'm still having fun with the idea. Mm-hmm. A lot of the Gaga looks I liked weren't replications. A lot of the Madonna looks I liked weren't the first thing that you would think of. It's just kind of my constant with celebrity interpretations. Add a twist to it because we've already seen it.
I can't even agree to disagree with her.
Oh my God, we're gonna go to war.
We really are. We've already gone to war over J-Lo on this fucking show. I've had it. Officially.
What's your favorite J-Lo movie?
Oh, the one.
The one. That one.
Is it The Wedding Planner?
Is it?
Or the, I think it is The Wedding Planner. What's yours?
Oh, definitely Anaconda. Like, no doubt.
Oh, no. I actually think J-Lo is a good actor.
I mean,
actually, number one is Selena.
Well, yes.
She did an amazing job.
I thought that was like an unspoken obvious.
Yeah.
Like, for hopefully the same reason why Georges didn't do the Selena look like. Yeah.
Actually, I really be
would,
forgetting
but.
That, like, J-Lo did such an incredible job
at
Selena.
She did great.
She really did.
That I think that's a given, and so let's take that out of
I'm the honestly show. Getting emotional thinking of the movie.
The last time I watched it, I fucking cried.
You know that I can't even listen. I can't listen to more than two Selena songs back to back because it makes me so I start getting really in my head about shit and the lack of representation for our kind of Mexican Americans.
Our kind?
Mexican American.
Chicanos?
I don't really love the word Chicano.
That's actually a completely fair political perspective.
I don't really like that word. I'm not against it, but I definitely don't identify as a Chicano. I think Chicano
Do
is...
Do what you will.
If we're speaking on technical terms, I guess we are qualified as Chicanos, but for me, it's not.
Well, it's up to
something
you.
I identify with.
It's entirely up to you.
Yeah. So Robert, how did you feel? Any last words? Anything you'd like to say? How do you feel about Alyssa leaving?
Okay, so I obviously had plenty of love and affection towards Alyssa when she first walked in.
Well, her
out
cock.
Of drag. I didn't see her cock. You got pictures? That RuPaul Drag Race gone wild.
Girl, let's find them. No, someone put them in the porn decor lounge on Discord.
I don't need to see it. That breaks the illusion and the idea and the concept of it all. Even then, unfortunately, I think what I said the first time was that she was the type of girl who I would want to stay in the bar longer towards so that I could hopefully like snatch her attention. But I've realized now that we can go to the next bar. Like, she's just... There's plenty of people who look plenty fine.
So what bar was Alyssa at and where are we hopping to next? Where were we just at with Alyssa and then what bar are we hopping towards?
We were probably at Akbar in Silver Lake and now we're saying let's shake things up a little bit and let's go to the Eagle.
Oh, and who are we going to find at the Eagle?
All kinds of people. Probably Joe. Is he going to be there?
Hopefully... Anyways, well, you guys, thank you so much for joining us for yet another episode of Bring It to the Runway. Make sure to follow us at Instagram. My handle is at @Hella_Christian. TikTok at @HellaChristian. Please DM us. Feel free to comment anything that you want to see, anything you want us to discuss, any issues you'd like us to address. I'll get to that later. Robert, please sound off.
Wait, what are you trying to get at?
To the faggots who said we're not funny, because I know y'all are some hating-ass faggots.
Wait, don't tell jokes,
I'd
girl.
Love for you to send me a fucking joke for me to retell, since I'm not funny. I'm not funny, y'all. Apparently, I'm not fucking funny. I know I'm not funny looking like you, bitch.
No.
So I know you have that going against me.
No.
But what I will say is that I know I'm pretty fucking funny. Okay, bitch, this isn't a comedy podcast, first of all. It's a fucking review show.
I laugh.
About style. And also, yes, I'm entertaining. Bitch, that's the point. I'm trying to be entertaining. I'm not trying to be funny. What about you, Robert?
I don't know. I think that I'm just kind of like naturally a dumb bitch. But obviously I'm also clearly not a dumb bitch.
Yeah.
So I exist in the fun kind of juxtaposed position where usually people expect me to be intellectual and smart, and then I just say stupid bullshit, and then that's funny. And obviously it doesn't work for people who don't know me.
Right.
And so I think a lot of your humor also translates on a personal level that
right.
takes time for people to adjust to.
Exactly.
And that doesn't mean that you're not funny and don't need to take it personally. It just means that everyone grows. And, you know, if we wanted to tell more jokes, we could tell more jokes. I just don't think that that's our MO.
Right. And also, I mean, to the dedicated listener who left that comment on Discord that we're not funny, please tell me which other host is funny.
They said all of them are funny, girl. If they're laughing, then it's funny to them.
Well, to each their own.
That's
baby.
The whole point. Yeah, that's why there's so many fucking podcasts on the Discord and the network. That's why there's a network. If we all thought the same shit was funny, there wouldn't need to be a need for 30 different TV shows that are funny. Abbott right. Elementary, that shit makes me giggle and prance and shit my pants. It doesn't make everyone else laugh. Well, Twitter seems to find it very funny, but.
Well, that's all I have to say for today's episode. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Robert, give them your handles, your socials.
It's RAWB54. That's Rob54 or RAB54, something like that. I don't use it.
RAWB54 on Instagram. And yes, his account does give spam, but we're working on it.
But my TikTok is Broken Pig Leg, and y'all will have a great time enjoying my content. Check it out.
Follow the official podcast TikTok at Broken Pig Leg on TikTok if you'd like to see official trailers for our show. Thank you for joining, dolls.
Bye. Deuces.
This is never going to